Hallo und herzlich willkommen hier beim Geheimnis des Tees. Schön, dass du wieder dabei bist. Heute habe ich einen tollen Interviewgast und es ist sozusagen sehr spannend, weil es ist ein sehr, sehr spontanes Interview. Ich war gerade bei Sergei in seinem, ja, in seiner Kung-Fu-Class sozusagen und habe diverse Tees ausprobiert und Leute, ich bin, habe schon einen Tee. So, first of all, we have to switch the language.
Yes, sadly I'm not, still not... speak German, but maybe something will change in close future because I'm start learning Dutch, so it's easy way when you know, like, I'm in Netherlands now, I live in the Netherlands, and so yeah, I can now understand a little bit of German. Because hopefully, next time it will
next
be,
time we make the interview in German.
Okay.
Perfect. So, first of all, introduce yourself, please, to the audience. Okay. The most people don't know you yet, but yet. You will come one day.
Hopefully, hopefully, yeah. Thank you for actually inviting, and it was really an accidental meeting. Yeah, how to say, it's a long story, but I try to make it short. Actually, I'm really passionate into tea for more than 15 years already, and I'm raised in Moscow, but spent more than 10 years in China, and my roots is from Georgia in Israel and Russia in Ukraine. So we just, my father is Georgian, my mother is Jew Russian, and so I'm really, like, over time was really international already from my blood, yeah. So I really connect anything, and I start traveling around. I was 24 years old. I start traveling a lot, and I, my wife, she used to work in one of the first and biggest Moscow tea houses, and she really passionate me and impressed me with the tea experience, and I start fall in love with the tea, and somehow this first tea house was bankrupt during the crisis of 2008. And I was, in that time, I was a DJ and I playing a lot of music, and I have, I all was in all these organizing events and so on. And also I already was a passionate into tea. We make a kind of tea bars on the shows and so on. And the group of people who was involved in this tea house also asked me, oh, Sergei, maybe we can do some tea house or tea shop because we have a lot of good people who can work there, but we have no tea house. And we decided to organize a first tea club. It was in Moscow. And after that, somehow, because of my passion and also I gave a very good team, very experienced team, we became successful pretty fast because it was after crisis and was not so many competitors. And also we do it on very good level as I value and think. And somehow after that, I start really, like, go really deep in China because I first time I arrived in China, it was more than 12 years ago, and I understood that it's my country, it's something like motherland for me. For now it's like, I don't know, as I'm more Chinese or Russian or Georgian, I don't know, but China is like my second motherland at least, and I feel it like a very big part of me, and all Asia, not only China, but all Asian culture, aesthetics of Asia. And so I just decided to spend more time there, and half of my time I spent during 10 years in China, in Taiwan. And I learned English, language, Chinese, Mandarin dialect. I can speak pretty, and also after that, we start building a kind of chain of tea houses. First it started in Russia. And after 3 years ago, 4 years ago already, we start also working abroad. First tea house I make in Georgia. And after that in Amsterdam. And now it's my main profile because I currently living in Amsterdam, and we just decided what it's a big possibilities here on the field of tea, and also written a book, Chinese Tea Geography, and now working on second book and blogging a lot about tea. And for me it's like a passion, not only business, maybe even more passion than business. This is why some business things not developed on a very proper level, but I was trying to do that, and hopefully I have, I'm very thankful for my partners who care about all this financial thing and all this routine, and they help me with that. But I'm only focused on harvesting tea and selecting something, organize manufacturing, like we have in Georgia and Thailand. I have a lot of projects that may be difficult to say it in quick.
Yeah, we will link it in the description box. Yeah,
because
later.
I have a tea forest project in Thailand and tea factory in Georgia. And also we have ceramic factory, and also we have a kind of co-production of tea in China, and also all these tea houses and music label also relates to Chinese music. So a lot of
whole package.
Like I'm only in this. I don't know anything. But I know something about tea and ceramic. That's it.
Yeah. That's good. So years ago, I'm not sure if it was you, but I got some samples of Muay Thai, and that was pretty interesting. And I tried them all. And I was always watching how Muay Thai is improving. And I was very happy that I found out that you are in Amsterdam now. Because there's something special, and that's why I'm so happy to have you here tonight.
Thank you.
Your teas are not the common teas, let's say so. You are trying a lot. You also have your hands in the production, right?
Yeah.
So you're just looking for what are you searching?
Actually, it's very often question, Sergi, what is your favorite tea? You know, as also as a tea specialist, maybe some people asking you, what is your favorite tea, Inga? Please tell me. And you, maybe it's difficult question because for some season depends of your preferences. And for me, it's also most difficult question. But I find out somehow the answer on this question. I all the time say the tea which I didn't try it yet. So this is my favorite tea. So I all the time searching for something special. You know, this is why we like this aged tea. We're now trying this Taiwanese tea, and because we also like have a good experience in tea. And we today have this beautiful session in this space, and we tried 16 different teas.
Yes.
And this was the one like a feel. Yeah, we already like
look at my eyes.
Yeah. We already tea drunk. It's tea number 17, but we decide to repeat only one. And this is an aged tea from Taiwan for more than 25 years. Aged Baojun tea from Hsinchu district in Taiwan. And this is why we people who are really experienced in tea, they love these aged teas.
True.
Because they have this so wide palette of tastes, aroma, fragrances, aftertaste. And it's all the time ever-changing feelings and smells and all this around the real tea fans. And then you came into production area, you can play with that parameters because then you brew the tea. For example, you have this like let's be like DJ deck. Thank you, my friend Ilya, who find out this very good comparison with the music actually because we have this volume filters, and we have this like this is amount of tea, this is the vessel you brew, the size, this is like a temperature of it, and also this is a type of tea, and this is like a time you brew it in your vessel, so you can change it all the time. This is why when someone asking you how to properly brew this tea, it's kind of difficult to explain in very short sentence. You can say like you can change something, adapt by your taste and depending of your vessel and water and the tea and whatever, and so that each master have its own kind of style, taste and style and whatever. And I really respect anyone who contribute to tea, which is why I really respect those who do something special, not just copy like, oh, they have a great concept, let's do the same. I don't like it. Even my own concepts, we have is almost 30 different places in three countries. And they try to do their each time a little bit upgrade and also a little bit different, not the same like it was before in other place or city or country, because the tea and also the tea it's also must be not the same. For example, we have like very famous like Lunzhin tea or Dahongbao tea or any, but after you drink it more than 10 years, all of these types, you still enjoying it, but you want something new. It's like life, you know, because I'm also kind of addicted of traveling, of new experiences. It's my problem and benefit at the same time. But all the time searching for something new and all the time on the move. And I don't want to do, let's go there, let's try there. Let's meet that people, let's go to that party. Let's go to this museum on travel or go to that country. It's all my life from very, I was born and after that it started like that because of my mother. Thanks, my mother. And the tea also helps me because of energy, because of passion. And also back to the topic, like, why go into production? Yeah, you can change anything. You can change not only these parameters of brewing, but you can also change the parameters of the tea while you're doing it. And there is so way more parameters. Mm. So, and so interesting to learn and to understand what we are nothing. We just can brew, but to make a tea, it's like a next level. Mm. For example, there in China, there's a kind of levels for any type of tea specialist. We just now, because we're working on the second book, it will be called Tea Culture, not Chinese, but Tea Culture, itself. And well, we describe this topic, and like, so there's like a Chaiyuan, like a, the guy who they just can serve tea, like a tea master. Yeah, you know, after they have this pinchashi, which means that the master who can try the tea. And after that, the person who also, after 60, I believe, can be called like zochashi. It means that the master who can also make the tea and also can serve and also can try and be like a tea sommelier at once. So it's very difficult. It's a very long road. Actually, I'm not a zochashi in this description, not yet. I need maybe 20 more years of experience. And what I realized, okay, I have this 15 years of experience. I try to be very fast and very compact because I know some people who maybe longer than me in this, but they have less experience because they just do less. We just travel less, experience less. We don't organize something, we just do some very common thing. It's also good to be focused on something, like on doing only business, on doing only production, on doing only like one type of tea or one group of teas. But I try to be more wide, and also because I'm building up the team, I try to delegate. I found out this good knowledge about how to organize the tea houses. Okay, I learn my stuff, I learn my partners, and they start continuing after that. For example, like now is, because of current situation, like Russian part of business, mostly I delegate to my partners, and I mostly focus on Europe. And yeah, I just want to be focused on all the time on something new, to building the new construct, and to find out the new solutions and new tastes and new ideas around tea. This is why, yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because I'm also always looking for new teas, for new tea experience. And there's a crazy thing. If you have tea in your blood, then tea always finds you.
Yeah.
Even in a city where nobody is, maybe nobody lives, you will find a tea.
Yeah, you'll find someone who loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, actually, yeah, it's maybe if you talk about some spiritual spiritual aspects around tea, I can't name myself a really like strong believer or something, but I feel that it exists. It actually, the tea people, doesn't matter which country, which city, they have always a little bit similar in all this mentality. The tea people, they're all great, mostly all of them really great. If it's real tea people, they open-minded, we're really friendly to anyone, we're really peaceful, really like international, we're not focused on any, all these stupid current topics like politics, whatever. They focused on tea and focused on research and focused on friendship and connection, and this I love. And maybe it's a kind of utopia thing, but I'm trying to find a kind of a mission behind what I'm doing. And if we call this mission, let it be like to establish a culture of consumption of tea in the Western world, to bring some Asian influence in it, not only Chinese, of course, but all the Asian, and to mix it, this culture together, and to bring more culture of consciousness consumption of tea. When we have all this tea ceremony on the table, it's not only for beauty. Of course, the aesthetic is great, and they have all place it rightly. I'm not a good ceremony, but I'm like this feeling, and I like the people who actually can do it properly to make it beautiful and very attractive and beautiful moves and very ceremonial like looking styles, and it's absolutely incredible. And then people get involved in it, they can choose the deepness. If you want to be like very deep and to like make your own tea sect, whatever, let it be. Or we just want to drink tasty tea, let it be also. So but still the tea can brings you this kind of feeling of harmony, and the feeling when you drink a cup, the level of this taste and aromas in natural good quality teas is very delicate. It's not so easy to catch it from very first impression, but after this level up of tastes in tea, it can learn you to also level up other levels of your life. First, it can be food. You don't want to take some fast food, and also mostly tea people less drink alcohol or not drink alcohol at all, not smoke, because you don't need this. It's too rough. It's too like, it's too you know, okay, like, you know, it's difficult, vulgarous, you know. It's like because the tea is some aesthetic thing, but the cigarette not, and you don't want it. Even drugs, whatever, marijuana. Most of people don't use it, don't need it, because they have this, and it's fill up you totally. And some people can name it, oh, it's also addiction or whatever, but it's peaceful addiction. We don't have any problems with health, with the mental health, with anything. Even it's stabilizing mental health in this case. So for me, it's really tea finds you. After you start, tea finds you. Tea people finds you. For me, tea is the people.
Yeah,
it's communication.
True. Definitely. Connection.
Yeah, connection.
Connection, definitely. Yeah, yeah. And there is no, because the tea makes no difference between cultures, between religions.
Mm-hmm.
So we are all connected with each other.
Yeah.
And when it comes to, to tea, that's completely right what you said. There's never, and I'm into tea since 1998.
Wow.
So I never experienced any bad thing with tea.
Yeah, so
never.
25 years. It's like it's a good school, how we can call it. Yeah, actually it is. And you can also, maybe you should consume too much, reduce amount for a couple of months, year or whatever.
It's also poison, right?
Yeah.
Could also be poison.
You can also drink too much water and also have problems. But here, the culture, I believe that it's also very valuable. This is why some people, even tea people, use these, these teapots, glass teapots, like this Gunfu pot, whatever, some bottles. I never use it. I just prefer this.
I
have my bag. Why? Because when I just take this cup and that pot and I have this small gameplay, it relaxes me. And I have a good friend or my employee or colleague or partner or whatever, my family, of course, and just drinking tea together, and they start conversate, tell some stories, tell some business things, whatever. It just bring it. It just start building kind of atmosphere around. And this, I think, as more people gets involved in this kind of consumption, as more it became, like, most of these people maybe became more peaceful, more friendly, more.
Definitely.
Maybe it's a little bit utopia thing, because we also know the tea people, which is like anger or whatever, but still, it's a culture, and I think the main problem on our planet is it's a really low culture.
Definitely.
Low culture of anything, cinema, books, whatever.
Definitely.
Music,
news,
of course. And let's begin from a culture of consumption, some product. And this could be a small step. After that, people go to some more mindful hobbies, whatever, maybe some martial arts, yoga, whatever, some meditation, which is really needed now, and some not spiritual. I don't want to be like manipulate on these topics, because some people who are not to be ready to accept some Eastern mentality values
can still drink tea.
Yeah, you can still drink tea. We can still drink it like you for a big cup, whatever. Still, it can be better than to drink tea bags. The way of consumption this way, change something.
Right.
Difficult to explain.
Let me ask you, because when you're traveling a lot, and would you say, it's just a theory, would you say that these kind of chashi or tea room, tea place, gives you your home space?
Yes.
Or your safe space?
Yes, actually, a little bit. Yeah, you just, and I've done it anywhere. In airplane, in airport, in a hotel, or like now in hotel in Berlin, wonderful. It gives you kind of your, you create, because some people, of course, it's kind of fetish. fetishism around this, and people collecting cups, and they, oh yeah, like this glaze, and it's all very tactile, you know. It's like, yes, it's, of course, it is, and also it brings your attention. Yeah. And you'll be attentive on details. Oh, awareness. Yeah, there is a this small line of glaze in there.
The cup is changing just by filling in the tea.
Yeah.
It looks completely different when you have an empty cup.
Yeah.
It's a normal cup.
Yeah.
Often. But when you come tea in, then it's completely looking different.
Wow, it's a very good aspect. I never think about that. It's why it's so important to meet different tea people with different experiences, because they have attention, but this attention is different, depends on the person. And sometimes we keep attention on different topics. But very interesting thing. I never think about the difference between empty cup and filled cup.
Yeah, it's a complete, especially with this handmade cup. That for me, where for me, handmade is always, always important.
Yeah.
First of all, you have a special energy, and then you have this complete, if you have this fabric where it's nice and it looks good, and but with this, especially with those handmade cups, it's completely, look, it looks like a cave with a, with just filled with water or,
And they're all different. This is my thing. Yeah. It's a personal thing, and you can, even if master try to do similar, it's still not the same, and you have your own. I like, actually, this is a hand painted from very good artist Nikolai Karzhavin. It's one of our Moscow dissidents, I call him, a good guy. Yeah, and he knows. Like a very difficult situation, and we can see his political views and a little bit different with the current situation in Russia. But now, yeah, he just, I really value this such people, because he's so detailed. Even this one, he used a special zooming glass to write it, because it's hand painted. And it's so thin, you can even recognize some details only from, see, wow, there is a some person. Yes, so just to use this enlarger glass, and he make each object completely different with his all thoughts and nature and some personalities and some crazy ideas. And I really, I'm trying to gather the team of the people like him. So some, we have a beautiful girl like Dasha. She's doing glaze. She researched some glaze, and also she's a chemist, and she made few hundreds of different glazes, and all the time discovering new types. And also Andrei, our main potter, he's all shapes was his, and he also very passionate to wood firing, and we do this wood firing. And all, it was during 2 years. It was in my backyard, so we just wood fire all the cups and. So it's very passionate, the pottery itself, and how it reflects the tea and how it works together. And what I like also with ceramic, because all the masters who really do a quality, these very thin things, they are all a little bit similar in these details and with attention to details. Because, okay, this is Japanese pot, and this is Chinese Yixing, like stand for a pot, and this is like also Yixing, but also repair it in Stavropol, like a master of Kintsugi, who make this also golden sticks. I don't know.
Reflector, yes.
Yeah. And it's also repaired it two times. One is it was broken here, and after that I broke it totally, and then he repaired it again. This stamps, it's incredible, Gundabe. And this is like we made in Moscow, and this is also fabric from my friend, and he also, his patterns, his own patterns, and he uses some special, so I like all this, sometimes on your desk, like, okay, this is from Portugal, this is from Europe, this is from China, this is from Japan, this is from Russia, this is from Georgia, this is from somewhere else, and it's all here, and you brew some, I don't know, Kenyan tea, and it's like, international palette of colors. Yes.
And this very sympathetic with you. Yeah. You're not dressing yourself as a Chinese.
No.
So first of all, that makes him very sympathetic, because often they try to copy and the Chinese style.
Yeah,
And then it's completely, because
it's strange. It looks strange if you are not Chinese. If you are Chinese, of course, it's your like ethnically traditional. But sometimes I wear it, and even some of my employees, we lack Chinese culture, and it's okay. But But if you do like specially because you want to be the same or closer to, I can't judge these people, but
it's completely fine. That makes your own style. That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
I also don't judge it, but it makes you more sympathetic because it's you behind the tea.
Yeah. Maybe, yes.
With all your knowledge and behind. So I did a lot of interviews, and what I'm trying to focus is how the personality is changing with a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. So who was you as you started with tea?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the tea teaching you over the time?
Well,
it's interesting.
It's very interesting. So it was extremely risky idea because in total we invest more than €1 million only in this club because also we make some mistakes. It was during COVID. All the materials are more expensive, our workers are more expensive, and with regulations how long you can work or not or can't work. And all these supplying problems during COVID, and it was so stressful and so challenging to do something in different country. Because I was lucky to find some good guys from very beginning who helped me, and who have already living in there like for 20 years and so on. And but still, it was very challenging, and we didn't knew how it will be like, because anyone who talk about Netherlands. We see it's maybe not a tea country. Yeah, people drinking more coffee, and there was no tea houses before. Even in Germany, we have much more tea places than the Netherlands.
Yeah, true.
So it was really risky idea, but somehow we decided, okay, let's do it here because it's touristy and it's still maybe it will be.
Main point in Europe, right?
Yeah.
It's perfect for you because you can ship everywhere.
Yeah. And also the second port after China, world biggest in Rotterdam. And you see a lot of other things, the taxes and so on. For business development, a pretty good location. But still, it was very risky. But somehow we started. And in the very beginning, I see this idea. Okay, we will need at least few years to develop the culture, to learn the local people and the guests, and also to develop the same from zero level how I made it in Russia before. So I need to record my video in English. Yeah. I need to translate my book to English. I need to develop all these processes. Luckily, I started a little bit early with the translation of the book and so on. But
build
still,
it before you need it.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know why, actually. Because we just decided it was a kind of ambition. Let's do moichai.com, but not .ru, and let's promote it properly. And we have some foreign clients. And we had some, not too much, but slowly it started growing because of mostly your product, because I was trying to search for specialties mostly. But somehow it became, in only 1 year, we go to break-even point. So it's really profitable, it became profitable. Even my colleagues, partners from other similar businesses, how did you do that? I don't know. Really, we just do how we can. We just build the best house we can build, and pretty big, almost 200 square meters, and it's a beautiful space. And people it's for easier, introduction. We just see the beauty. And even if you're not into tea, they just want to be a part of it because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because it's which is why I like in the tea. It's beautiful. It's aesthetics. It's culture.
True.
It's art. It's
tender.
Beautiful.
It's soft.
Everyone
is something.
And the styles can be different. Actually, each tea house I build differently.
Plus.
Maybe the next one will be minimal. Now it's more Shanghai style, all the vintage stuff, whatever. But next one maybe more like nothing like Japanese style. Also, why not? I love it.
Why not?
Yeah.
So one last question to you. When someone is like to dive into tea a little bit more, coming from a big pot and want to start with a Gong Fu Cha, are there three tips you have for people to start with a tea?
I think
first
that
by the book,
maybe even not, but at least it will be useful to just if you read it, you will. It's like a compact, pretty compact introduction. Also have a video blog, and maybe it also useful. But the book itself, not only mine, of course. You can read a lot of articles about tea, and it's beautiful. we have more and more content in English and other European languages about tea, because most of the information is still in Chinese, Japanese, difficult to find.
Yeah, true.
But now it's more and more people gets involved. Also, if you speak French, a very good book, L'Empire du Thé, it's from Catherine Rougevendre. Mm-hmm. It's a very good researcher, French, she lives in Paris, and a very good book, similar to mine, but in French.
Mm-hmm.
And also in about more northern regions, a little
bit
even more. She more touched the northern green tea regions, and me I'm mostly focused on South and Taiwan also.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of more and more people who do research. But I do believe that the first beginning must be from the tea itself, and try as more as possible to find the good. People not focus on only one person and only one. Be more wide as you can. It's maybe not so clever for me to say, because I'm doing tea business, to say like, hey, go also to other businesses. And so you can go, you cannot. Easy. But it's up to you. And also, it's if you feel like you enough what you have, perfect. If you want to more research on it and more be focused on different knowledges. You cannot copy us, like we always searching for new. We can search or not search. But from my perspective, first is try different teas, speak different people, learn and watch. For this, you understand, do you want to go deep on it or not? It's really up to you.
Mm.
And after maybe developing the taste, of course, it's good to buy good teaware. Which you really like. Yeah, it can be expensive. Yeah, it can be really like very expensive. Even me, imagine, I have any accessibility for anything. Even I go to some shop, like now I was in Berlin, I just buy it here because I just see this teapot. And even I travel to Japan or China, whatever, I don't find the same. I find similar, different, but not the same. I just love this one and I want to have this teapot. Only this one. I don't want to have other one. I want this. Other I also have, but still, and the reason why I bought in Thailand, in Bangkok, I found one good shop and I just bought it because I was not in China to buy this beautiful vessel, because I'm preparing travel to Dubai from Bangkok and I'm making tea ceremony in Dubai and so on. So just, it's kind of impression of how to interact with the tea and developing the taste. I believe that if you are enough focused on these details and aspects, on like playing the teaware and tea and the quality of it and the communication around, it will develop by itself. And you can do your business, or you can become like a tea master or doing some tea shop, whatever. The main thing, I believe it's good to not lose this really passion to tea. Because some people just make only for business. It's possible, but
then there's something missing.
Something missing. People
there's
feel
something.
That.
Yeah.
People feel
definitely.
That. If you're not doing it by passion and love, you feel that it will not work. Even if you want to do business, and maybe this it's too deep to do only business. If you want to do business, it's more easy. So many possibilities to do it easier way.
Mm-hmm.
And here's it's so deep. Tailored and so complicated, you must be like living in this life, you know, because I'm traveling and reading a lot, I'm seeing a lot in real life, I've seen people from the world and still I'm missing a kind of opportunity to be focused on tea more when I want. And this is why we started these factories and so on. So my main maybe advice: drink tea.
As much as you can.
Meet new people.
Share tea as well.
Share tea. Learn to share. And also develop your own taste. Develop your own feeling around tea. And not criticize others for how don't be part of any like sect or school. Be part of life. Be part of self-reflection and your taste, of course. And try to learn all the time, to be open to anyone who trying to say something. Doesn't matter, is it via snobby, whatever knowledge about. Let just develop in your taste. And through this, we can really build some not a toxic society, because in some places, you know, even I have this experience in this society, like, oh, we are, la, la, la. I don't like this toxicity around small subcultures.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be a subculture. I want to be white. Yeah. Like, we have all this coffee everywhere.
Yeah.
And just compared to coffee world, yeah, it's different, but they do so big competitions, so big events, millions of people like gathered together, all these barista and la la la, all these styles. You've never seen like someone criticize other coffee or restaurant or whatever, because so many restaurants and so many coffee places. Why don't have so many tea places?
Mm.
Also because we're less open.
Mm.
The tea society must be open. And if you build, which is why back to your advice, is each tea master or start to be part of it, be more open to anyone. Yeah. We build a really great society, and there's so many place for anyone, because billions of people just wanting it. We just don't even know that it exists.
Yeah, true.
So this is why it must be more promoted.
Yeah.
I believe if in television people just sit and drink tea during their conversation, or maybe even about politics, let them do their thing, it must be promoted on this level, like for anyone, for anyone.
Yeah, because it's for anyone. Tea is
and
for
it
anyone.
Works.
Yeah, it works.
So that's it.
What very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Inga. I just really enjoyed the conversation, and hope we'll meet again. Maybe you can ask some questions in description and comments.
Yeah, and
whatever.
I will definitely send it to you if there are any comments.
Yeah.
You just ask whatever you want. I will link all the details in the description box below. And yeah, if you have any question, also put it
maybe
in
meet again.
Comments.
Yeah.
And then we make another version of this interview.
Why not? Why not? Thank you very much. See you. Thank you for watching. Yeah. Bye bye.
Vielen Dank, dass ihr zugeschaut habt, und wenn euch das neugierig gemacht hat, wie man den Kung Fu Cha zubereitet, dann gibt es auch noch den Online-Kurs. Auch den findest du unten in der Infobox. Bis dahin, einen schönen Tag. Ach ja, vergiss nicht, Description, also abonnieren, einmal abonnieren und einmal das Video liken, wenn es dir gefallen hat, und gerne einen Kommentar unten lassen. Vielen Dank und bis bald. Bye bye.
Danke.